Hi, I'm Taylor.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm Natalie.
And we are all dancers on the ZZ Dance competition team.
And we also are all editors of Eastside. I'm the media director.
I'm the culture editor.
And I'm the online community editor. So we just wanted to talk a little bit about how ZZ Dance started and the things that we do at ZZ. So it opened the summer of 2020, and they started by doing summer classes outside because of COVID at Jake's Place with masks and everything to stay safe. And then they opened their studio in September of 2020. So, yeah.
And such a big part of the opening of ZZ Dance was the fact that Sammy Zweeben and Meredith Zamba, who run the studio, wanted to introduce the concept of community service into the competition dance world, which was pretty uncommon even just 2-3 years ago. So it was a really big deal. And for me personally, because it was such a new studio, and I had been dancing for years prior, such a big part of going to ZZ was because of all the community service opportunities that the studio offers. And I don't know about you guys, but
I definitely agree. The sense of community at ZZ is very, very strong. And one of the ways, the main way that they implement their community service is through the ambassador program, where a bunch of dancers can volunteer and perform for a variety of people at senior citizen homes, and just it provides a way for people to help those in need.
Yeah, like even the slogan for the studio is kindness in motion. So we're just implementing our kindness to like put towards other people and participate in charity events. Like just a couple weeks ago, we performed at Lionsgate for the senior citizens living there. And also a great thing about the ambassador program is that you can be inducted into the National Honor Society for Dance Arts, which is a great opportunity, and we do like inductions in May, and we just do a bunch of other charity type activities to help donate towards Make-A-Wish and things like that.
Yeah, one of the biggest activities that ZZ conducts at the end of the year is called ZZ Gives. Sorry about that. And it's basically this major event that raises money for Make-A-Wish New Jersey. And throughout the year, there are some different events we have that eventually go toward ZZ Gives, like the organization of it, but also just towards the charity that the event donates to with all the revenue it raises. And it's really cool because it's such a fun event. It's at JCC Camps, and there's so many fun little activities going on, but at the end of the day, we're all just there to celebrate Make-A-Wish and all they do for kids in our state. And what is one of your guys' favorite parts of ZZ Gives?
My favorite part of ZZ Gives is just, like, bonding as a whole dance studio, because everyone in the whole studio comes together to raise money at that final ZZ Gives event and just bond and perform together, and it's just a great opportunity to, like, all hang out together.
Yes, I definitely agree. I know it's cliche, but I think the sense of family at ZZ is truly one of a kind and one that's not seen in most businesses, which makes it really unique. Everyone is so supportive of each other, and it's really just a great environment where we can lift each other up.
It's so true.
Yeah.
And you can really see that all of those days when we have events like that come together. And I think what's so cool is that things like ZZ Gives or the recitals, they're not just for the team who, I mean, yeah, it's 100 kids, which is a bunch of people, but it's also for every single person that has ever even like stepped foot into ZZ Dance. They can be part of it. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and like along with that, there's so many different opportunities and like options for kids to dance at ZZ. There's first like the competition team, which we're all a part of, but there's also core classes that kids can take. There's also ZZ Jams, which provides kids with special needs an opportunity to dance, which is super great. And along with the team, there's also three different, we call them zones, commitment levels that you can choose like how committed you want to be to the competition team, which is great, especially when you get to the high school level where like you might not have as much time. You can still be a part of a competition team and spend time with your friends dancing.
Yeah, and I think it's such an amazing place because you can get as much out of it as you want to get out of it. Like, there are so many opportunities to take more classes and do as many dances as you want. But also, like Taylor said, like, if you're not feeling like you want to have as much of a commitment, you can still dance and be a part of a team and have that community there. And honestly, that seriously is unheard of because there's so many places where these opportunities aren't offered. And so you might feel like you're pressed into such a huge commitment when you really don't have time for it. And I think just the whole fact that this comes from Miss Sammy and Miss Meredith, like I said earlier, the owners of the studio, they're just really impactful, and you can tell they care about every aspect of their students' lives and everything that their students care for, and not just dance, which I think is so cool. And It's really nice to have someone else outside of school, outside of your parents, outside of your extended family, who cares so much about you and everything you want to accomplish in your life.
Yes, I completely agree. I think you get, again, such a sense of community and such a sense of support from ZZ, but also you end up kind of returning that same positive energy into the world around you. Mm-hmm. Like, again, with ZZ Gives and supporting Make-A-Wish, the studio also supports Make-A-Wish, again, throughout the entirety of the year. There's an upcoming trivia event, which is also raising money for Make-A-Wish, and ZZ encourages their students to go outside in their community and make a change, make lemonade stands, make bracelets, do what they can to raise money for important causes. And then Holton's Heroes is also another charity that ZZ continuously supports. They invite their ambassadors to go on walks and raise money for children who are suffering from injuries and who really just need extra support.
Yeah, and I just want to touch back on Make-A-Wish for a second. ZZ really offers their students so many opportunities, even in regards to like these organizations. Like this year, Miss Sammy and Miss Meredith, they offered all the graduates, I'm a senior at ZZ, which is awesome and fun, but they offered all the graduates an invitation to the president's reception at Make-A-Wish New Jersey at the castle. And it could have only been just them two going, but it really gave all of us like 17, 18 year olds, like this experience really of a lifetime. I've never been invited to an event of that caliber before for such a big organization. And it was just so interesting to see how this community at Make-A-Wish comes together, and the fact that ZZ granted me that opportunity is just something I could really be thankful for, that I could experience something like that.
And another really great thing about ZZ is that, like, no matter what age you are, like what grade you are in school, everyone can be friends and a part of the same community and team. Something that we have on the ZZ team is ZZ Sibs, so we're in these little families where everyone can bond together and just like have a great time. We do like Halloween costumes together with the family, so that's a great way to like meet new people, make friends. And another thing that we do together as like a whole community is for the team is the production, which is a dance with every member of the team, no matter what age you are. So that's a great way to bond as a whole team. And again, the recital, like, it just unites everyone in the whole studio, no matter how committed you are in dancing. It's just a great way to all bond together.
What do you guys think your favorite ZZ memories have been of just everyone there being so supportive and loving to you guys? I'm curious.
I would say just competitions and recitals when we're all cheering each other on. I think, again, that's really what sets ZZ apart, is that you get the opportunity to give to others, to show kindness to those around you, and to be an active member of your community.
I have to agree that the spirit at ZZ is just insane. Like, at every single event, competition, recital, people are always cheering for each other, screaming for each other. It's just so amazing. It's such an amazing feeling, like, hearing your name being screamed from the audience. Mm-hmm. It's just, it makes you so happy, and it's, like, also just such a great feeling to cheer someone else on and, like, make them feel that way, too, which is so great. What about you, Natalie?
I think my favorite was, yeah, like you guys been saying, the competitions and recitals, but specifically the first competition I attended last year, I joined the team like a year later than everyone else did because I was like, I didn't come until the second year of ZZ. And I just remember like going to that dance competition and sitting in the audience watching my friends, like as one does, and just like hearing everyone scream and cheer for their friends was really, like, unlike anything I've ever experienced before at a dance competition. Like, I had never, like, witnessed or heard that much support from team members to each other, like, when they're dancing. Like, it was just, I don't know why. It was like I had some, like, epiphany. Like, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah, definitely that, because I can still, like, feel that feeling every time we go to a competition.
Yeah. It's just such an amazing feeling. It gives you so much confidence. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And something else that the team offers is also you can do a solo, duet, or trio at dance competitions, which is a really great way to grow as an individual dancer. You can work one-on-one with another choreographer to learn an extra dance to compete, which is a great way to, like, grow as not only a dancer but also a person with your confidence, which it's just an amazing opportunity to compete a solo, duet, or trio at a dance competition.
Yeah, and you don't have to be selected for it. Anyone can do one, which is really cool.
Yeah, I think that's just a great opportunity to build up your sense of self-confidence and just build relations with the people around you and your mentors. They do call their teachers mentors, mm-hmm. which I really like, because that just shows like mm-hmm. these positive role models that you have at the studio who are guiding you and helping you. And yeah, I think it's a really exciting opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I agree. I also think it's really cool how, well, so ZZ opened in the middle of a pandemic, which is really crazy. Miss Sammy and Miss Meredith were just so great at problem solving during that hard time by having, like, they had an outdoor recital in the backyard of our dance studio. Because it was during COVID and we couldn't go to a venue, they were just so great at problem solving and, like, building a huge stage in our parking lot at ZZ, which is just so amazing. Mm-hmm. I would definitely say that recital was one of, like, my favorite memories of ZZ so far. It was just such an amazing, like, breathtaking, like, mm-hmm. event, and it was just so incredible that they were able to make it work in such a hard time during COVID.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
You could really see their strength, like, throughout every single year, just build and build and build. Mm-hmm. Like, from that COVID year to now, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, I absolutely agree.
So, overall, ZZ is just an amazing dance studio where you can grow as a person, as a dancer, and build up community service and help those around you.
Yeah, 100%. And I suggest that anyone who's thinking of dancing or starting to dance, if you're a little kid or you are 18 years old, I think you should go to ZZ.
Yes, 100%.
I completely agree.
Hi, I'm here with Miss Sammy from ZZ, co-owner. So why did you and Miss Meredith want to open your own dance studio?
We wanted to open our own dance studio to have a place where we could not just teach dance, but have a vehicle to create change within a community. Even what felt like maybe would only be small changes felt like we could be on a grander scale if we had our own place to do that.
Okay.
From.
Yes. What has been the hardest part about opening your own dance studio?
Honestly, the hardest part is something that I never thought would happen, because when we started talking about opening a dance studio, COVID didn't exist. And then we broke ground in late April of 2020, and then we broke ground in February of 2020, uh-huh. and the months are all weird, but we had to shut down building because mm-hmm. of COVID and all the rules and laws and regulations. And so what was hard was the fear and the anxiety of maybe not being able to open, and then also having a space that wouldn't be completed in time when rules were lifted. And then once we opened, when we were lucky enough to open, the hardest part was actually that there were so many rules and territory we never thought existed, like wearing masks and standing 6 feet apart and things that in a world that should be so creative and physical and actually physically close felt very distant and far. But we were lucky enough to actually even mm-hmm. open and start dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, that actually like goes along with my next question about how ZZ opened during COVID and the hardest part about like opening and running a studio during COVID because we had all the mask regulations and
sure.
all that stuff.
The hardest part about the masks for me, for us, I believe, or actually just COVID in general, was that we were dealing with most people who followed the rules that, you know, that are put in place by the World Health Organization, but also the governor of New Jersey, and just trying to do the right thing. Most people wanted to do the right thing, mm-hmm. but there were people that gave us a very hard time along the way. Very few, but enough to make it hard on us to receive negative emails about wearing masks when we really were just doing what we thought was right. And this was before vaccines, so we did, you know, the best we could. So that was hard. And then I think actually that was probably the hardest part, was dealing with people like different kinds of people and what mm-hmm. people thought was appropriate and not appropriate. And then the dancing with masks, we just felt really badly for the children, for you guys, that you had to sweat in masks. I mean, I taught sometimes in masks for 12 hours a day, but because I have an office, I could go take a breath. And there were times when the kids couldn't even have a drink of water because we were scared to lift the masks, mm-hmm. literally physically lift the masks for 2 seconds to slip water underneath, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think dance is beneficial for all people, no matter what age, level, etc.?
I think, I have always thought this way. I think dance is beneficial to all levels, ages, abilities, bodies, like actual physical bodies, because everybody physically, scientifically feels better when moving. Mm-hmm. That is fact. That the endorphins that you receive from exercising, dancing, being on stage, being with friends, it's wonderful. So I think it's really important that no matter what level or ability, or ability meaning skill level, and then ability meaning like physically able to do certain things, mm-hmm. I think dance, it's imperative. It's absolutely necessary for people to be able to dance. And I just think that one of the reasons Miss Meredith and I wanted to open was to have a place where it was good for all people and that everybody was mm-hmm. celebrated.
Yeah. So the slogan for ZZ is Kindness in Motion. Why did you and Miss Meredith choose this as the slogan?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, but Miss Meredith and I grew up in a place, in a time where we had so much fun dancing. It was a different time, I think, in the world, and we really didn't feel pressure. I definitely had awful hard teachers and awfully lovely teachers, but there was no pressure put on me by my dance teachers in a negative way. It was only, it was good mostly. And I never had pressure from my parents. I think any pressure I put on myself was actually from myself. But I think I've seen the world change a lot in dancing. I think what is good, the YouTube and the social media and seeing how you can push your bodies, we didn't see that. So we would go to competitions and see, wow, these people are amazing. And we would try to emulate or even replicate what we saw when we got back to the studio. But now, because it's at your fingertips, I think people, kids especially, don't ever feel good enough because they see other people doing so much more very young. So we wanted a place where everybody, where there was kindness, because I definitely also came from a place in my older years that was pretty competitive and cutthroat and negative in a certain way, mm-hmm. and not a terrible way, just not what I wanted anymore as a teacher giving back to a community. I didn't want that for my kids. I came from the number one dance team in the country in college, and I was screamed at every day. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't want to carry that on or like continue that cycle.
Yeah. So we raise money all year for Make-A-Wish. Can you just tell us a little bit about Make-A-Wish and why you chose to support this organization?
Sure. A lot of years ago, I would say now it's about 15, probably a little bit over 15, I had just come back from college, and I was teaching in a dance studio, and I just felt, including myself, that we were very privileged, very, very privileged. And one day it just hit me that we were so lucky to be able to dance financially and be able to dance physically and emotionally. And I just wanted to make a change within dance, and I really thought about it for a while. And I realized that there were so many ways to give back, and I did some research on charities because I wanted to do a charity event where we could raise money. And I learned that a lot of charities and charities take money for themselves and their business and their costs. And I didn't really want to support something that really took a lot. And I learned that Make-A-Wish really donates most of the money received. You know, of course they have overhead, but I loved it. The percentage was so high, like high 90s, that I wanted to raise money. And then I started to learn a lot about Make-A-Wish and how important it was, not just for the child that had the wish, the one with maybe a life-altering illness, but their siblings, their families. And I was like, this is such a beautiful thing. And so I started to do research on that, and I learned so many families in our community in New Jersey alone have had wishes and how they were life-changing. So I just really thought it was a great charity. I thought that there was nothing negative about it. It was only positive, and I wanted to help. And then since that time, I think I've raised over $200,000 for their charity.
Yeah, that's like amazing. Like,
thank you.
And like at the ZZ Gives events, like we always raise so much money. It's amazing.
Thank you. You're part of that.
Yes. what is your favorite part about ZZ, like overall?
That's so hard. It's so funny. Every single day I like something different, or I love something more. I think it's just like, I really genuinely believe that kids are happy coming in. And even on a bad day, like if school is bad or just, you know, a tough day in school or life or just a down day, I like seeing that kids are actually usually happy leaving. And of course there's days where people are annoyed or, you know, maybe something didn't go right in class. But at the core, I think everybody understands that we are lucky and that we are happy, and there's support here. There's support from the mentors, the teachers, the students to each other. I guess maybe that's my favorite, is hearing people cheer for each other. It's something I can't explain, but I did not, even though I had a great upbringing with dancing, I do not remember the pure bliss of when your friend got something good. Like if they finally got something, they couldn't do a skill and they got it. Like, people lose their minds here. I love that.
Yeah.
I really do.
It's like crazy. Like, yeah. Especially at recitals. It's amazing.
I can't wait for that, actually.
I'm so excited. Yeah. What is the main lesson you want your students to take away from being at ZZ? That's the last question.
That's loaded. I really want every student to take away that they are unique and that we need to celebrate differences. And I do think that we're just all a small, local business, and it happens to be a nice big dance studio. But if everybody could take away one thing, it would be the kindness, and bringing the kindness, but with that comes like the kindness to look at someone who's different than you and be able to celebrate it, and the weirdness and the quirks and the differences. Those are the things that make the world a better place. And I think we spent a lot of our childhood trying to be like other people, me included. Like, I loved being different in a weird way. Like, I loved when we played instruments, when we got to choose in school. They were like, what instrument do you want to play? And my answer was like, what's the biggest? I wanted the loudest, biggest instrument. Like, why? but I think I wanted to be like funny and different, but I didn't want to be too different. And I think that the sooner you learn to just be you, the better your life is and the more authentic. And so I want people to take their uniqueness and celebrate and go to the college and find their weird people and their people that they are like, because we waste a lot of time trying to be like other people when there are people that want you for you.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Bye. See you later, East Side Radio.